Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Northfield Area Fire and Rescue responded to a house fire on the corner of 4th Street West and Orchard yesterday afternoon. The fire started in the kitchen. Crews knocked it down quickly, but one person suffered some minor smoke inhalation and was treated at the scene. The home suffered some smoke and water damage, but is habitable. The family just moved in 2 weeks ago. Northfield High School assistant principals Jeff Eckhoff and Marnie Thompson are retiring. During this National Teacher Appreciation Week, Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman reported that after decades in the school district, Eckhoff retired mid-year and Marnie Thompson will retire at the end of this year.
I want to publicly thank them on behalf of the thousands and thousands of students that they had a positive impact on, for all the parents that they worked with through disciplinary situations with their students, and just for the clear commitment to caring for every kid. Jeff and Marnie are just highlights of what you want in assistant principal.
Eckhoff was a large part of the LINK program, helping middle schoolers transition to high school. And Thompson was there at the beginning of the TORCH program, supporting first-generation college students. The district had 60 applicants for the two positions and multiple rounds of interviews. Last week, the school board approved their replacements.
So I'm very proud to introduce to the community Nancy Viverica, who will join us. She's a veteran administrator from the St. Paul Public School System.
She is bilingual in Spanish and English.
And we also want to welcome Rico Bolren, who has spent the last 6 years as Dean of Students at Simley High School in the Invergrove Heights School District. And Rico is also an adjunct faculty member at Concordia University in the Department of Educational Leadership.
Two leaders that came highly recommended, Bolren and Viverica, will begin July 1st. On April 20th, Laura Baker Services Association Direct Support Professional Molly Halls was named the recipient of the DSP of the Year. Halls was chosen from a field of 300 nominees. Executive Director Sandy Gertis said, LBSA is overwhelmingly proud of Molly for her award recognition, of course, but more importantly, for her dedication and commitment to true community inclusion for the individuals we support. Molly's worked at LBSA for 13 years and has a gift of tuning into the needs and interests of people she supports to determine what tools she can use to help them achieve their goals. She uses kindness and persistence to help transform those goals into reality. The full press release is on kymnradio.net. The Northfield Historical Society has found a unique way to raise a few funds and have some fun answering trivia questions from home. Hops, Grapes, and History Team Trivia. Register your team online at northfieldhistory.org by May 12th. It can be those in your home or a Zoom team you create. All those registered will receive a trivia packet via email on May 13th. Answer the questions by noon on May 16th. The cost is $25 per team. You can Google the answers or use books on Northfield history. Some answers will only be found outdoors in the community. Then tune in to Facebook Live at 7 p.m. on May 16th for the answers. Prize winners will be announced as well. There's much more information on northfieldhistory.org. History unites us even when we're separated. And seniors are being adopted on Facebook. The idea is to spread some good cheer. For anyone in the Northfield area and nearly any school district, you're invited to adopt a 2020 senior or nominate your own. Once a senior is adopted, send them notes of encouragement, baskets of treats, goodies, school spirit, or anything you feel in your hearts to show them we appreciate their hard work and efforts. Find out more on Facebook. There are no funeral notices. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080.